Welcome to DollarWise, where we provide tips to help you make wise financial decisions. On today's program, we offer up another round of tips to help persons adjust to the new tax measures recently introduced by the government, with some assistance from Client Financial Education Manager at Jamaica Money Market Brokers, JMMB, Michelle Sinclair Doyley. I'm Vaughn Davis. Stay tuned. A wise man once said, "Only two things in life are sure, death and taxes." Governments are obliged to impose taxes in order to meet the needs of the country, and every working citizen is obliged to pay his or her fair share. The government recently introduced a new tax package, which, among other things, saw the income tax threshold move to $1.5 million. As a result, thousands of Jamaicans now have extra income in their pockets. Extra money, however, is a fickle thing. If not properly planned for, it will be a case of here today, gone tomorrow, as it gets mixed up in your run-of-the-mill expenses. However, if you want to make sure that extra money works for you, then it's time to make some adjustments. Client Financial Education Manager at JMMB, Michelle Sinclair Doyley, has the following suggestion.
Establish an account for your financial goals and create a salary deduction or standing order so your increase in net income goes directly into your financial goals instead of being consumed by day-to-day purchases. Because the truth is that if we don't do that, then before we know it, we don't see the money and we sort of wonder, where did it all go?
With your money going directly into a facility to help you reach your financial goals, you drastically decrease the likelihood of suddenly wondering why you don't have the house, car, or investment you wanted, even though you're earning more money. Another element of the recent tax package was the introduction of a special consumption tax on fuel, which will range from 43 cents to $7.36 per liter. If you don't want all the extra income you have from the increased threshold to go into your car's gas tank, it may be time for another adjustment.
It may be that we may need to find a new route to go to work. Some persons may need to travel at a different time when there's less traffic on the road, because as we know, if we sit in the traffic, then the gas goes down, and we tend to use a lot more gas. For the persons, however, who are thinking of buying a motor vehicle, then fuel efficiency may be a very important criteria.
In the same breath, residential customers now pay general consumption tax, GCT, of 16.5% on electricity usage over 150 kilowatts per month. And to ensure your extra cash doesn't get spent on your electricity bill, here's an adjustment you can make.
Keep track of your electricity consumption and employ energy conservation techniques. You may want to better manage your spending by using JPS's pay-as-you-go, which allows you to put credit, so to speak, on your electric meter. You will have greater power in managing your light bill. And if it is that you believe that solar electricity may be the way to go, then you want to go and explore that. And sometimes you can even get a loan in order to do that if you believe that it will work out for you in the long run. You can certainly ask your financial professional to explore that for you.
And lastly, GCT was applied to group health insurance, resulting in an increase in insurance premiums. Mrs. Sinclair Doyley feels that the best adjustment to make in this case is to try to find the extra funds to pay.
Because I know that for some companies, it may become a little bit costly now, and so they may want to pass on a portion of that cost to the employees. So therefore, get ready to do that, because the truth is that health insurance is vital. If you do not currently have health insurance, then it is something that you may want to really look into, because it certainly helps to cut your health costs when you really do need it most.
So let's recap. With the extra funds in your pocket from the increased income tax threshold, you should have some or all of the funds going into an account or some facility to help you achieve your long-term financial goals. To ensure you don't spend all your cash to pay for increased light bills and more petrol for your car, it may be time to limit your electricity usage as well as how you drive your car. And to cap it off, prepare room in your budget to pay for health insurance, because its benefits far outweigh the expense. That's it for this week's edition of DollarWise, where we provide tips to make your financial life easier. Thanks for joining us, and please tune in again next week.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.